Welcome to Energy Matters, exploring awakening to your authentic self and finding purpose through mind, body, and soul. With your hosts, Cody Edner and David Gandelman. Brought to you by intuitivevision.net and groundedmind.com.
Hey, Cody, do you ever feel like you just need to unplug?
Every day, man. Every day.
Welcome, everyone, to the Energy Matters podcast. You know, the other day, I had the very fortunate opportunity of teaching at Unplug Meditation here in Los Angeles, where I am at the moment. And I absolutely loved the studio space. It was beautiful. Great people that came in to meditate. And I decided, hey, why don't we have Susie, the CEO and founder of Unplug, on the podcast. So we reached out to her. And unlike what most women do when I ask them to come talk to me, she said yes. So on today's podcast, we have Susie Yaloff-Schwartz. Not only is she the founder of Unplug, the studio space, multiple spaces in LA, but they also have a really great meditation app, which we get into in the episode. And she's the author of, guess what, Unplug, A Simple Guide to Meditation for Busy Skeptics and Modern Soul Seekers. And she'll tell her story about how she got into meditation. It's really interesting. And prior to running meditation apps and studios, she was actually a fashion editor for everyone from Vogue to Marie Claire to Glamour magazine. She worked with Oprah. She was on the Today Show and CBS and all sorts of TV, and then decided meditation was the way to go for her. So pretty cool story. She's very inspiring, and we're excited to have her on. So we're going to jump into the episode in just a moment. But before we do, if you really want to unplug, first we have something to plug.
Our Costa Rica trip is coming up really fast, and we're so excited to get a chance to travel to Costa Rica and meditate.
Yeah, 7 days in the jungle, right by the beach. We're going to be doing a lot of deep energy work. We've got a couple of great yoga teachers, amazing food, and it's just going to be a space where you literally can unplug, go deep with Cody and I. And if you don't like hanging out with us, which some people don't, you could stay in your room and meditate the whole time. So as of this recording, we have a couple spots left. We're going April 28th to May 4th. So if you want to jump on the retreat with us, it'll probably be the only one we're teaching together this year. Go to revampretreats.com. And if you want to be on our newsletter, so we can let you know when we're doing other cool stuff, energymatterspodcast.com. So we've got Susie Yaloff-Schwartz on the podcast today. Let's jump into it. Hey, Energy Matters listeners, welcome back. And we have an incredible guest today, Susie Yaloff-Schwartz. Hi, and welcome to Energy Matters.
Thank you, David. Hi, Cody.
Hello.
Thank you for inviting me on your podcast.
Yeah, thanks for being here from lovely Los Angeles. And, you know, it's really funny. I was in LA the other day. I taught at Unplugged. A day later, I got in an Uber to go to the train station. And my Uber driver was like, "You seem nice. What do you do for a living?" And I was like, "Oh, I actually teach meditation." And he goes, "Oh, I meditate all the time. I use this app." And he pulls his phone off the dashboard and he opens Unplug. And he goes, "It's called Unplug. I love this thing." So even the Uber drivers in LA are using your app. So
that's a huge compliment.
Right? When the taxi drivers and Uber drivers are using it, you know you're onto something.
I love it because we haven't even promoted it yet, but there is a lot of love that went into that app. So I'm happy that other people are loving it as well.
Yeah, me and Cody were messing with it this morning and we're like, man, this thing is good.
Yeah, it really, really is. When did you release it?
Oh, well, that's the thing. So what happened was I released it in February of last year. And when I went to go promote it, I met with these people and they said, "You really should fix this. Fix this. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to promote it until I fix it. So I started, you know, I let it be up, let it live, but I started creating the 2.0 version, which should be released probably in February. So 1 year later, but people are hooked on this app because what's so incredible about it is you can turn your home into a meditation studio. It hooks into Apple TV and Fire TV. And we've heard about people literally creating rooms in their offices where you can play the app and they have chairs now that they bought in our studio and they're just playing it on a continuous loop. Whoa. For the people that work there. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, it's really different than what everything that's out there right now.
You have a tremendous amount of content on it already. That's just amazing.
Yeah, we have about 420 videos on there and we're still building. It's kind of funny. The way that we do it is I literally think about my life and I'm like, I feel really overwhelmed today. Wait, we need to make a panic button when you're feeling overwhelmed. So then we'll create that video. Or I'm feeling tired. We need to have like the meditation that will make you pass out. Or I really want to kill it at work. We need to meditate. So we think about our lives and all of the things that we want in our lives. And we basically create the app to answer all of our problems. I guess we have 425 problems that are fixable.
It sounds like you've got an amazing channel for your creativity as well.
And it never ends. I have to tell you, we literally just did a collaboration with this company that does private school prep. And what they do is they help kids kill it on their ACTs and SATs. And they worked with a mindfulness expert and they said, we really want to create our own program. So we help them create a meditation program and has about 31 different videos for kids who are going through the SATs and ACTs. And I had my own son test it and it's next level. It's so good.
That's incredible. And Susie, so you went from being a pretty much a makeover guru, like a glamour expert, being on TV, to moving from the East Coast to the West Coast, which, by the way, I also was born in New York. I know you were born in New York, grew up in Jersey. I also grew up in Jersey.
Oh,
and now
wow.
We're both in LA area teaching, creating meditation for people, which is pretty cool. So you made that transition. How did you go from one life to another like that? What was the inspiration? What was the impetus?
You know, I had this incredible job at Glamour Magazine where I was traveling around the country doing do's and don'ts for Good Morning America and the Today Show and covering the red carpet and the world, New York, Paris, and Milan for fashion. So it was like literally a dream job. I was at Glamour for 14 and a half years. And my husband had always wanted to live in Los Angeles and we had three kids at the time. And he said, let's just do something new. Let's break it up and be adventurous. And I thought, wait, what? I love what I'm doing. My whole family's in New York. I love Manhattan. And he really just wanted to go for it. And I said, you know what? I'll go. So I said, if you find the house and you find the schools, then I will pick up and go. And I just came over to Los Angeles, really having only been here for the Oscars. And I really never saw Santa Monica or that whole area. I only knew West Hollywood. And he found the house, he found the schools, the place is gorgeous. And I kind of was going back and forth between New York and LA. And it was very stressful leaving my kids. And my mother-in-law suggested meditation. And that's really where this whole idea came from.
Wow, that's incredible. Can you tell us a little bit about how you actually really started meditating and what that did to you?
So what happened was she had me close my eyes and we did a little exercise. And I can do it with you now if you want to try it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so Cody and David, close your eyes. And everyone who's listening to this podcast.
Yeah, unless you're driving.
Unless you're driving, keep your eyes open. You can do this later. I want you to close your eyes.
Unless you have a Tesla just listen that's driving for you.
You definitely don't want to let that car drive by itself. Okay, so all right, are our eyes closed yet, guys?
Yes.
Great. Yes.
Let's breathe in through the nose to the count of four. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. Audible exhale for four. And hold your breath for 4 seconds. One more time. Breathe in through the nose for four. Hold for four. Audible exhale for four. And hold for four. And now I want you to imagine your happy place. A place that you go to where you feel relaxed and happy. Mine is Jamaica. Now you pick yours. Mm. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Do you have a smile on your face?
Absolutely.
All your problems go away. And it was under 2 minutes, that meditation, which is the same meditation my mother-in-law taught me. And after I did that, I thought, oh my gosh. That's incredible. What was that? And she said, it's called meditation. I went and Googled places to learn how to meditate in LA. The only options at the time, this was 2012, that came up were 6-week programs, $1,400 TM or Vedic sessions, retreats. There was no quick and easy way to just learn how to meditate and leave. And I thought, wow, I want to do that. I want to make meditation like the dry bar, which is a blowout bar that you go into and then 30 minutes later you walk out feeling better and looking better. So as
Cody
I realized like there's no place like this that exists in the world. So Unplugged Meditation is the world's first drop-in meditation studio. And now they're popping up everywhere and it's pretty amazing.
That's really amazing. So you kind of went from doing outer makeovers to doing inner makeovers for people.
Exactly. And I kind of made over the meditation industry too. At the time, you know, it was longer. It wasn't quick. There wasn't the variety. We kind of created our own script. So I kind of produced it as if it were a Good Morning America segment. So for instance, in a television segment, it's only usually 4 or 5 minutes long, but these are the things that have to be done. One, you have to teach people about a concept. Two, you have to get them excited about it. Three, you have to have them practice it. And four, they walk away knowing it. And that's what we want in every single class to be like. And we wanted people to feel good.
Beautiful. Wow. And Susie, I feel like I could, if I took you, whether it was, you know, from glamour, from meditation, just put you in any industry, you would just take it and make it work. You just have a certain like talent or skill set to see how something is not done well and then just make it better. Is that like your one of your creative driving forces?
I have to love it. If you love something and you're excited by it, then you want to dive in deep and get into it. And that's kind of how I feel about meditation. There's so many different ways to meditate and I love them all. I'm sure you feel the same way, but sound baths, guided imagery, crystals, aromatherapy. I'm constantly learning and it's like the fashion industry because the trends change and you can also create trends. Like right now, I'm really into exploring this new experiential meditation where I'm trying to create more of a 4D experience, which means let's say you're laying there, a sound bath is going on. So you're feeling the sound vibration, aromatherapy is being sprayed. So you kind of smell the smells and someone's guiding you through the woods and you might smell pine. It's almost like a 4D movie. The bigger the experience, the more exciting it can be.
I like that. You know, I taught at Unplugged last week and it was my first time in the studio. And I remember just sitting down to teach going, oh, I feel better. The lighting is just right. The music volume is so good. The chairs are incredibly comfortable. The meditation cushions, the ambiance, the colors of the walls, everything just made me, even as a teacher, just calmer. And And so when the group came in to sit down, it was like they were already there with me. I didn't have to coerce them into calmness as much as I do if I'm like in a corporate space, for example, where people are just coming in for 1 hour out of a busy day or something. So you've done an amazing job. You've almost given like the meditation studio a fashion makeover in a certain way.
Well, I think I really did because when I was first exploring, I was going to different places and some of them were really dark. Some of them felt really dirty. I literally created almost like a gallery. When you walk in, I wanted it to feel like heaven. So it's my interpretation of what heaven feels like, which is you're checking into white on white on white. And it smells like oranges, which triggers happiness. And then you walk into the room and purple, which is a very calming color, the lights of the purple calms your brain. And the music is invisible music designed by this composer named Jonathan Baudet. He's pretty incredible. So every little thing was thought through to create an experience of just calm. And all the canvases, there's a lot of blank canvases on the wall because it's not about our experience. It's really about your experience. So we don't use typical trigger words. We'll use words like, instead of saying, if you feel uncomfortable or if you feel this, we don't say that. We'll say, notice how you're feeling. So we're kind of catering to a larger audience by having it be a little bit broader.
And I could tell by the people coming in the studio, you have a broad audience, definitely.
it's a come as you are party. I mean, we might have, you know, a celebrity sitting next to a tree hugger, sitting next to a surgeon, sitting next to, you know, a teenager. Yeah. It is the most eclectic group every hour on the hour. And I'm constantly surprised by the people that walk through the door.
Wow. Wow. How do you get people over the intimidation of starting to meditate?
We basically say, if you can breathe, you can meditate. It's that easy. And there's three myths that everybody thinks they can't meditate because they think too much. Myth one. Well, by the way, thinking is going to happen no matter where you are. We have 50,000 thoughts every single day. So you're going to have a bunch of them inside the room, and thoughts are part of the practice. So once we eliminate that, that's the biggest one. That's hurdle number one. Hurdle number two is I don't have time. Well, as Tony Robbins says, if you don't have 10 minutes, you don't have a life. Mm-hmm. And I happen to agree with that. But our classes are super short. So you're in and you're out. And the third hurdle is I can't sit still. And you don't really have to. If you feel like you want to move, you can silently sway to the right and to the left. So once we get over that and we just say, look, anybody can meditate. It's not religious. You're going to think, and it's about connecting to your stillness and silence. But as I taught you before, when you count and you breathe at the same time, you can't think. So everyone who does that 16-second meditation exercise, 4 seconds through the nose, holding for 4, exhaling for 4, and holding for 4, will experience a thoughtless 16 seconds.
Hmm. Wow, that's so cool.
It's the easiest way to turn your brain off when you're stressing about something.
Yeah. The other day when I was in LA, I got invited to teach at this really cool house in Beverly Hills. It was an actress and she had this private group. And I was like, wow, this is fun. And one of the people came in and I was speaking to him for about 30 minutes beforehand. And then someone said, all right, everybody sit down. The meditation's going to start. And I sat down and the guy goes, you're the meditation teacher? We were just talking about comedy and he was a comedy writer. We're talking about Dave Chappelle and Jerry Seinfeld and we were laughing and laughing. And then he confided in me afterwards. He goes, you know what? I was terrified of coming here. I thought meditation was some weird woo-woo thing. I can't sit still. I'm super fidgety. You know, I write for TV, so I'm just pacing back and forth thinking all day long. And then you sat in the cushion. You were the teacher. I was like, oh, this guy's kind of funny. This is going to be cool. And it wasn't that serious. It wasn't that hard. And he laughed going, you know what? I can meditate. This is going to be really cool. I'm going to try and start. So there is that like barrier of entry. People think that it's this really hard or woo-woo thing, and it doesn't have to be at all. And it looks like from your app and from Unplug, you're mastering, making it so accessible for everybody. So, you know, amen to that. But, you know, a lot of our listeners also are into healing and intuition and kind of some of the deeper realms of meditation. And it sounds like when you got to LA, you got more into that as well, because you said you guys do crystal healing work, crystal meditation and sound baths. Was there like a point where you were like, am I like going into the woo-woo end of this and liking it?
Well, that's so funny that you say that, because when I first opened up, I was exclusively mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that, you know, people didn't want to only do mindfulness. They wanted to try new things. And as I was getting deeper into the practice, I started to be interested in all the different things. And I had teachers who were like, you know, actually, you know how the crystal thing started was, we had a teacher who was teaching mindfulness and nobody was showing up to her class. And I loved her, but I was kind of like, oh, what am I going to do? And my husband said, you should ask her what she's passionate about. And I said, okay. So I said to her, what are you passionate about? And she said, you know, Susie, I'm really passionate about crystals. And I'm like, whoa, that's too woo-woo for here. And then I said, but you know what? Let's try it. I'm going to take your class. Let's do one crystal class and let's see how it does. So we put it on the schedule for the next week. We changed her class to crystal healing. And there were 40 people in her class.
Whoa.
To 40 in 1 week. And I'm like, okay, we're doing that every week. And it was packed. Her name was Jonna Genova. And yeah, I mean, she turned us all on to crystals. And what we did for meditation, she did for crystals. She simplified the practice. And the bottom line is, look, it could be placebo or it could really do something to your body. But either way, you're going to walk in feeling one way and you're going to walk out feeling better. And 10 out of 10 times people walk out feeling better.
Yeah. I've lived in the Himalayas and I've held big crystals and I could feel it running through my body. Like, whoa, what is that?
Well, I literally just came back from the Gem Show in Tucson, Arizona, which by the way, you guys should go there. It's one of the most incredible days you'll ever have in your life. If you just go for one day, that's people go there for weeks, but I did it in a day and hit 6 trade shows and it was like being supercharged. It just blows you
back with a lot of rocks.
Unfortunately, well, we're lucky because we get to buy for our retail stores.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow. Which is
a place where my meditation meets fashion. So
that's awesome. It's
fun. that is great. And I love this idea of how you lowered the barrier to entry, because the thing with meditation has always been, it's a trick to get people to start or to try it and to get through, you know, those myths that you're talking about, but also the myth about how long it takes. Like, how long are your classes?
Our classes, it depends. In the studio, they're between 30 and 45 minutes. Our workshops are usually 90 minutes. And on the app, we have meditations that are 1 minute long and they work. You will shift in 1 minute. Try the Johnny O'Callaghan one. It's called 1 minute meditation. So I don't think it takes a lot of time. And I think that's something that people need to know, because if time is your problem, then even just taking 1 minute, maybe multiple times a day, is going to be better than doing nothing
all day. Right. Yes. Because the studies on meditation, some of them show that if you meditate every day for, it takes like 8 weeks to totally rewire your brain or to start to change your brain. But as we know, as meditation teachers, just a session of getting someone kind of turned inward and kind of shifting their focus, even just like what you just did with us in 2 minutes, can change everything in our mood, our attitude, our focus, our, you know, our presence. It happens really, really fast.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. It's interesting because there's a Harvard neurologist named Sarah Lazar who did a TED Talk that we have up on our How It Works section on unplugmeditation.com. We actually edited the TED Talk to just kind of get to the meat. So it's a little bit shorter than it is on TED. But she did before and after MRIs of the brain of people who've never meditated to people who've meditated every day for 8 weeks. And what she showed was that the memory got stronger, compassion got stronger, and, you know, executive decision-making got stronger. And you can see the before and afters in the brain. But like you just said, I see it in less than 2 weeks. I see serious shifts and hear about serious shifts from people in less than 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I've seen it multiple and multiple times.
Susie, what do you think makes a good meditation teacher? Because you have so many, you know, coming through the studio. What have you noticed? What kind of qualities are kind of inherent in the good ones?
Passion is number one. They have to love what they're teaching. They also have to go through things themselves to be able to take you through things. And humor. I mean, if we were going to say what distinguishes the packed classes between the classes that are not getting as packed, I would say the teachers are passionate, they're funny, they're seasoned, and they simplify to the point where you're not walking out confused. And the most important thing for any teacher who I think is good is to be able to stop teaching so that other people can have an experience of meditation. You know, there's sometimes you go into a meditation class and the teacher talks too much and you're like, can you just shh? So we literally say to all of our teachers, you have to stop talking for a minimum of 5 minute periods and intervals, 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Because if you don't stop talking and give them at least 5 to 7 minutes of silence, they're not going to walk out feeling like they had a meditation.
Great point. Wow. That's great. I'm going to have to go back to Unplug and experience a whole bunch of your teachers.
I love them all. I hired every single teacher here for myself. So people always say, who's your favorite? And I laugh because I honestly can't pick one. I absolutely love them all. And, you know, that's the cool thing is you can experience them all, not just by coming to the studio, but actually just by going on the Unplug Meditation app. You will have access to their classes.
That makes it easy if you don't live in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I also wanted to ask you a little bit more about your personal practice. So you've got all of these teachers, you've got all of these different kinds of meditation. What do you do every day?
Well, I guess my personal practice is practicing present moment awareness at all times. So when I'm talking to you, David and Cody, I'm talking to you guys. I'm not multitasking by looking at the internet, which is right in front of me at the same time. You know, I really try to be where I am in this moment and anchor into now. And that would be my number one practice. But I mean, I wake up every morning and I meditate. I'll do at least 10 minutes of just breathing, quiet, contemplation, intention setting, and then go on with my day. And then I will sometimes listen to the app in my car when I'm at Whole Foods, or I'll go into a class for 30 minutes if I'm feeling stressed about something. So the way that I practice is very different than the way that everybody else does. But my favorite thing right now, because I go through different things all the time, is sound baths and sound healing.
Oh, tell us about that.
Interesting.
So at our store, we sell these things called Cody chimes, and they're from France. And then these little chimes, they're bamboo shoots, Koshi, K-O-S-H-I. So if you guys want to check them out, they're called Koshi chimes from France.
I'm going to get some for Cody for Christmas.
They're the best. They're from France. They're expensive though. I think they're like $70. And they come in all the different elements. So what I do is I kind of sit there and I move them around my head and then I bang them on my knee and they make the most incredible sound when you bang them hard, like a very strong and beautiful vibration. So I've been using that and the sound bowls lately a lot.
Wow. And so when you guys have a sound healing or sound meditation at the studio, do people lay on their back and someone is using crystal bowls? How does that work?
Well, so we lay on our backs and sometimes they'll use crystal bowls. Sometimes they'll use Tibetan singing bowls, which are the metal ones. Sometimes they'll use crystal tone bowls, which are made out of amethyst and all the different crystals. I mean, there's the white crystals and then there's the amethyst crystal tones ones, which are more expensive. They'll use didgeridoos. They'll use wave drums. They'll use drums. They'll use this triangle. I don't even know what the name of it is, but it's pretty awesome.
The cowbell.
I haven't had that one yet, thank God. But they're also different, and I have a beautiful experience in all of them.
Wow, that's amazing. Cody, have you ever done sound meditation?
You know, oddly enough, I have done intonation sound meditation one time when we were in Egypt inside the pyramid. And there was a whole group of like 60 of us. And we started an intonation and did this entire sound meditation. And it was incredible. It's a very, very powerful thing. But I haven't done what you're describing. That sounds really awesome.
It really is. So you just kind of lay there and they play the bowls and then they'll stand up and walk around with the chimes and the didgeridoo, which is this long, it could be either crystal or it could be made out of wood. And when they blow on it, it gives a very deep vibration and it goes through your body. And they also play gong sometimes and those feel really strong and beautiful. But there is such a thing as a bad sound bath. So you really want to, before you go to any sound practitioner, you really kind of want to read up on them a little bit. For instance, I went to one bad sound bath and I thought my eardrums were going to pop. But I didn't leave.
Loud?
So loud, and it was so, there was no rhythm.
Oh,
so
interesting.
You really want to make sure that you're going to someone good. Don't just, if it says sound bath, go. Just try to check out their Yelp reviews or, you know, see what people are saying about them.
But if you go to Unplug, you don't have to worry about that because it's all, they've got everything.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And we actually tried to capture one on our apps so you can kind of experience it and see what one looks like. We have two different practitioners who are on there, but it's so much better in person, I have to say.
So Cody and I guess our core competence, Cody, tell me if I'm wrong, but we teach kind of more on the intuitive side, intuitive energetic practices. Intuitive although awareness. I also, yeah, like I also teach mindfulness like at Cornell University and I do like corporate stuff. But I guess like my passion, and I would say Cody's passion, is more on the spiritual intuitive side of things. Do you guys have that at Unplugged? I haven't even looked for that yet. And do you have you explored that?
We have it. Well, first of all, we should get you guys on the app. That would be really fun next time you're in LA. But yeah, we do. We even tried Reiki on the app.
Whoa.
So we have Rockabye Reiki to help you go to sleep. We have meditation to increase your intuition on the app. And then we'll also do these special, we do every Friday night, we have a special class at the studio. And in those classes, we explore all the different things that you could do. Once we even had someone who came in, we call that our opportunity to go as weird as we want to go. And everybody knows Friday nights are the nights where we can like really take people out there. So we've had karma cleansing. Well, those are our special guests. So they're teachers that we might not have ever used. Those are usually the classes that get the most packed because it's special guests, teachers we've never used, and it gives us creative freedom so that we can try people that we might not put on the schedule. So we'll do Akashic Records, karma cleansing, anchor into your intuition, Reiki healing, shamanic healing. Those are that Friday night's our night to try all of those things. And then we experiment with them with workshops too. Because, you know, people want to explore. That's why they're doing this. They're not just doing it to end stress. They're doing it to explore their intuition and to kind of reconnect with themselves.
And LA is kind of the mecca for that. I mean, I don't know if that you found that in your experience, but I've taught all over the country. And whenever I go to LA, there's no other place in the United States where you have more permission for sound baths, crystal healing, intuitive work, energy healing, Reiki. It just seems like half the city is in it. Like my Uber driver is telling me about the apps he's using. And that's happened multiple times. So it just seems like there's so much permission there in the culture in Los Angeles. That's what I love about it. But it also makes it a little bit weird. I don't know if you've found that too. It seems like there's a part of the people and the teachers who are amazing, and then part you're like, they feel kind of like charlatans a bit, or just they're tripping. You're like, you're just tripping, man. you got to slow down. Right. Have you found that too?
You know, it's so funny because I'm from New York also. So before I moved here, someone said, whatever you do, don't go LA. And I have to say, I've created the ultimate LA experience.
You have. Here.
That's awesome. But yeah, we meet some people who are so far out there that we're just like, okay, we're not going to have them come to this studio. I think we're more like big way drug. So we do everything light. So we're not kind of getting into the deeper practices. You're not going to be doing, what is that drug that everybody's into? Ayahuasca. You know, like we're not going to have that kind of stuff here. But there's a lot of people who come here who have tried all of those different things. So sometimes we meet people and we're like, if I don't understand you, then nobody else is going to. If you can't simplify teaching and you don't have the background, then you're not going to be teaching here. Although there's some people who are living on the astral planes and they're so far out. I can't say that what they're experiencing is not real. I can just say it's not really for our clientele. They look to us to kind of make it a little bit easier and simpler.
It has to be more relatable. And it sounds like what you do, people have to be able to connect with it and bring it into themselves and their life. Like right away, right? It has to have meaning and do something.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. We don't want people walking out and yelping us like, what was that? I didn't get, you know. So if you read our Yelp reviews, they're almost all 5-star, kind of like, wow, it was a cool experience.
Yeah. It's a grounded experience.
Right.
Yeah. That's incredible. So every day you meditate, you said in the morning for about 10 or so minutes. And then you have some other practices you're mentioning from like sound healing and just present moment awareness. Are there any inspirational books other than the one you have, which is Unplug, A Simple Guide to Meditation for Busy Skeptics and Modern Soul Seekers? So make sure you pick it up if you haven't read it yet. It's pretty cool. But other than your own book, are there books or inspirations that you go to every day? Are there teachers online that you're like, this one really inspires
me? Yeah, I mean, I love this teacher, Olivia Rosewood, who wrote this book called Please Meditate. I think her book is incredible.
I haven't heard of her.
And she's written like a lot of kids' meditation. She's kind of a meditation teacher to the stars. I'm a huge fan of hers. There's also another teacher who is now, I think he's on his third book. His name is David G. D-A-V-I-D-J-I. Yeah. And he's written De-Stressify, Secrets of Meditation. And he just came out with a brand new book called Sacred Powers that literally just launched. And it's a great story. He's someone I like, and I'll meditate with him online all the time. But mostly what I do is if I find these incredible teachers, I try to get them on our app. And we've been very successful with that. What other books? There's the most popular book at Unplug is called The Untethered Soul. Have you ever read that by Michael Singer?
I have. Really good.
That's probably our best seller. And then there's, you know, David Gillies, Meditation at Work.
Oh, and I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, he's a writer for the New York Times, but he covers mindfulness as well. And he's, I think his book is fantastic. So there's a lot of great books out there.
Have you traveled? Have you gone to any kind of sacred places like Cody was mentioning Egypt earlier and experienced some old cultures?
You know, it's interesting. I get invited to go to India a lot. There's this guru named Ananda Giri who invited me to take One World Academy in India. And I have three kids, so it's really hard for me to kind of go on these trips and leave my kids. But I do feel there's two places that I feel that are in the U.S. where I feel very spiritual. Sedona, Arizona. Have you been there before?
Yeah. It's pretty powerful there. Absolutely.
My mom lives there, so I go there often.
Isn't it incredible there? So Sedona,
right there.
There's this amazing mountain there where you can walk up to a vortex. And then there's also these Kirin gardens where people just kind of stack rocks on top of each other. And there's thousands of them. And I love those two places. I also love, have you been to Miraval?
No, where's that?
The resort. It's outside of Tucson, Arizona, and it's a resort where they have the best spiritual teachers in the world there on any given week. And you just kind of go and you take all these boot camp classes. And they even have these sound healers who float you in the water and do a sound bath in the water.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and Israel, incredible. I think, Israel was definitely a very spiritual place for me, too.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I went there and we went to, my cousin was having her bat mitzvah at the wall. So I got to go So my cousin's bat mitzvah was at the wall, the Wailing Wall. Is it called the Wailing Wall?
I think so.
Yeah. And it was pretty powerful there. And then we also went in the Dead Sea and got to float. And it's a pretty incredible place. You also noticed.
Did you walk up Mount Sinai?
We didn't walk. No. There was a mountain they took us to where you could either walk or drive up, and we drove, I think, took a cable car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's Mount Sinai.
Oh, that is it? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a special place in the Middle East. And I used to live in India, which is also a special place. If you ever get a chance, I want to take Cody one day too. Never been.
I've never been.
It's hard. India is a hard place.
Where did you live? And how long did you live?
I spent a year there and I lived in a place called Rishikesh, which is kind of based in the Himalayas. Yeah. I actually lived in the ashram next door to the ashram the Beatles lived in.
Wow. And,
with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, that, you know, transcendental meditation.
Right.
But it was closed for decades already. Like you can go in there, it's just everything is covered with ivy and it was just overrun. But now there was just an article on the cover of the New York Times like a few days ago that they're rebuilding it finally after like 40 something years. So that's pretty exciting. Maybe I'll go back and see it one day. But the Himalayas are amazing. Yeah, it's such it a special
like
a, place.
Like a hut or something like that. I think I saw that article.
There are these, yeah. So what they are, they're these round pods to meditate in over the Ganges. And there are two levels with like a spiraling staircase taking you to the second level. And the security guard used to walk us around. You just pay him like a dollar. And he'd be like, John used to live in this one over here. And Paul meditated over here. And Ringo is over there. And I was like, you're so full of it. You don't know. You weren't here 40 years ago.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. If you ever get a chance to go up there, it's really special. There's some great yogis up there. And the hiking is amazing. You can really feel the energies within the Ganges River. There's one place where they actually burn bodies in Varanasi. So when people die, they burn the bodies and you can sit right there and watch.
It's intense. I could skip that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things I'd like to not see.
That won't be on the cover. Yeah,
don't put that in your travel brochure, David.
Dead bodies floating down the Ganges.
And on day four, we're going to spend watching bodies burn.
So you're only supposed to stay, and this was my experience, for a little while and watch and then kind of go. And I was just sitting and meditating on death. And the intensity of it, you could smell it. It was very intense. And I was sitting and maybe an hour or two went by and somebody got mad at me and threw a rock and hit me in the head. And I started bleeding. And I was like, all right, it's time to go. Like they were like, get out of here.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's amazing.
Pretty
rough place.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, other than that, I guess it was just the energy of the place. You can feel the history. They say that India is the longest continuous civilization in the world. I think that's correct. Where, you know, they haven't moved in thousands of years. And you can walk around these ruins and you just feel the history there and the spirituality. And, you know, it's the home of meditation. It's where it was born. And when I lived in India, I thought like, this is the right way. This is the traditional correct way to meditate. And I lived in the ashram and I wore all white and I shaved my head and I was such a tool in so many ways. Not that that's wrong or anything, but I was just so in that for a long time. And I was like, I'm never going to LA. I'm never doing that side of things. I'm never doing that culture. And then I had to humble myself over time and go, you know what? One day I would like a job, would be okay to make one. Be great to have a girlfriend. It's lonely up here in the Himalayas. You know, love to hang out with Cody a little bit. And so instead what I did was I lived in Hawaii for 7 years. So I kind of skipped the US, the mainland US. And then I slowly got back into civilization.
Wow. But welcome back. Thank I'm glad you came home.
Yeah. From the Himalayas to Hawaii to unplug.
You know, it's very easy to do that, by the way. Not easy to do it, but I think that happens to a lot of people where they really kind of go and they get excited and they get into it and they get out there and they go to the deepest level and then they miss being here.
Exactly.
Not here in LA, but like, you know, just here now
in the
with
world.
People.
Yeah. Yes, in the real world. Yeah, we
back
have to
on
have
the,
balance.
On the real place. Yeah.
And speaking of being in the
I love
real
your story.
Yeah, that's great. Speaking of being in the real world, Susie, I have a question. Something you mentioned a bit ago. You have three kids. Do they meditate? And do you have stuff on the app for kids?
I do. In fact, okay, so there's a teacher who I met right before I opened named Susan Kaiser Greenland, and she had a program called the Inner Kids Program, and I had all three of my kids go through that program 2 times.
Oh, awesome.
Oh.
We recorded her. As my son and I were listening to her, you know, go to sleep meditation, he's like, Mom, these should all be free up. Kids should be able to meditate for free. And I said, you're so right. So we made all the kids' videos totally free. And then we did this whole Unplug Kids program where we have, you know, kids come and meditate after school. And we also just sponsored the school called Watts, and we created a meditation room for them, for their teachers and for the students. So
that's awesome.
I really believe that in the future, And in the very near future, not the distance future, I think every single school in the U.S. will have a mindfulness program because it really helps kids with focus. And I think that these kids will grow up and mindfulness and meditation will be like brushing their teeth. And we won't need places like Unplug, and we won't need apps, and we won't need any of those things because it'll just be something that's so natural.
You're going to put yourself like out of business.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't mind. My intention has always been to spread meditation throughout the world. And I've never really been in it for the money. I've been in it for the fun. And because I'm actually interested in it. Yeah. So, you know, to me, if everybody's meditating the world and I was a part of that, that would be enough.
Yeah.
And I feel like I am. I mean, that's the most rewarding thing, is feeling like you're able to, you know, David, you were living in an ashram and then you're teaching meditation and now you have a real career in meditation. Mm-hmm. So I have all these incredible teachers who, before my studio opened, they were teaching privately.
Yeah.
They weren't teaching group classes, and now they're so busy, not just with my studio, but there's other studios in Los Angeles that a lot of them are working at. And it's awesome. I mean, they've got careers doing what they love and helping people heal.
Exactly.
And to be a part of that is just, that's the glory of this whole thing.
And there's, I think you're hitting the trend right at the right moment with it too. I know for me, if you were to tell me like in high school, David, you know what your career is going to be? You're going to teach meditation. You're going to go live in the Himalayas and then teach meditation as a career. I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? That's not a career, right? That didn't even exist unless you were a monk of some kind. And now I get calls every week from companies and organizations wanting me to come teach. And it's become so commonplace. But only because of, you know, people like you who've made it so accessible. And it That's takes awesome. That.
How did you guys meet each other? I'm curious
Tinder?
About that.
Tinder.
You swipe left?
Cody's wife was like, what the hell? She's listening to this.
What? Yeah, what was that?
Cody, how did we meet?
Well, we met in Hawaii, I think, or through Hawaii, because I was teaching at the center you were at. I think you were a student there at the time, right? And then you went on to run that center.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny when you talk about, David, when in high school, you thinking about meditation as a career. When I was in high school was when I started to meditate. It was like 14 when I first tried it. And then when I first went into like a formal class and I learned to meditate, I was probably 17. And the first thought I had when I learned, kind of like what you had happen, Susie, where you did a short meditation and you had this internal thing happen. And that's what happened to me. And the first thought I had was, I have to learn how to teach this. And that was like in 1984, right? So the prospect of like having a thriving meditation practice where you're teaching back then, you know, it just wasn't around. And even the idea of meditation, even the most benign level of meditation back then for many people was very woo-woo and very out there, right? So it's come a long way. Where it is now is amazing because it's accessible to really practically everyone. And I think it's only going to continue to grow, like you say, Susie, to where it will be in all of our schools.
Yeah.
And I love that you made...
Right.
For children, the meditation for children free. My daughter's 16 and, you know, as a meditation teacher, she's been around it and she knows it, but she's come to me recently and said, you know, I really want to deepen my meditation practice and start to really have a much more formal practice. And I think kids really, really want that. You know, the one I've run across over the years, it's amazing how quickly they pick it up and how really much better they are at it than us older people.
It's like technology.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right. I'm actually training my 16-year-old son right now to be a teacher.
Awesome.
One of the teachers from a private school, I told him we do kids meditation. He's like, you should really have like a young kid teaching the kids meditation. I'm like,
genius.
That's a genius idea. So I said to Austin, who is my oldest son, how would you like to learn how to teach meditation? He's like, great, teach me. I'm like, okay. So he's going to go through the teacher training program and go then into the schools around Los Angeles and help people learn how to meditate for free.
That's incredible.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. You're doing amazing, amazing work. Before we finish, Susie, one more question. I told Cody I just really wanted to ask this morning. And he was like, okay. There's one of my favorite movies ever. And I don't know if you've seen it. And if you haven't, you should. It's called Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Have you ever seen it?
I've seen it a million years ago.
Okay.
And I read the book a long time ago.
So you know it. Awesome.
I don't know it well, but I remember it from right. a while ago.
So this is the nerd in me. So there's in that film, there's this improbability drive thing. You hit it and you just end up in some random place in the universe. It could be anywhere in like a split second. So if you were to hit that thing and just land somewhere and meet some aliens and they were like, you're human? What is that? What's the purpose of being human? Like why, what is humanness? What would you say to them? What do you see or what do you feel that our purpose is being human beings?
I think the purpose really is to love each other, to connect with people, to be present with people. And at the end of the day, you're never going to look back and say, I wish I worked longer or I wish I did more. You'll think about, you know, connecting with yourself and connecting with others. That's what it means to be a human being. To me, I think the most important thing is to be aware of your own ripple. And if we all kind of take the time to know that the way that we behave with people ripples out, then I think everybody would be a little bit nicer and a little bit more compassionate.
Mm. I like it.
Mm. So watch your ripple.
Beautiful.
If you walk away from
watch your ripple.
One tip, it's watch your ripple and watch the ripples of the people around you.
I love it.
I love it. Well, yeah. Susie, thank you so much for being on the Energy Matters podcast. Susie Yaloff-Schwartz, CEO of Unplug Meditation. And before you go, I just want to plug Unplugged. Waiting to say that this whole interview. There's an awesome studio in Santa Monica. You're opening a new one in West Hollywood. And your Unplug Meditation app is just incredible. It is beautiful. It's easy to use if you haven't downloaded it or tried it yet. And also your book, Unplug, A Simple Guide to Meditation. Thank you so much for being here, Susie, and look forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah, same.
And
so
I hope you come back and teach, both of you. You're both invited.
Yeah, I'd love to LA.
I would love it.
You know, I'm going to plug myself. I think I'm already scheduled for March at Santa Monica. I can't remember the date, so maybe I'll add it into the notes there. But
I would love that. I would love that. It was so nice to meet you, David.
All right.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Yeah, you too.
You too. And thanks to everyone for listening to Energy Matters. See you guys next time.
All right, everyone, that was Susie Yaloff-Schwartz, the founder of Unplug Meditation. Sister from New Jersey. We're both from the same place in Jersey. Both ended up out west doing meditation. What do you know, Cody?
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. What a wonderful guest. Really great person. Had so much to offer. And she's building a hell of a platform. You know, me and Cody sweat away over here just making one podcast episode a month. And we're like, oh, this is hard. And here she is, multiple studios, apps, all sorts of stuff. And she's like, just like plugging along.
She's definitely got it going on, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's doing a great job. And bringing meditation out to the world and especially to parts of the world where maybe there are a lot of skeptical people who didn't know that it could be for them, just like she didn't know it could be for her when she started out. Not all of us are born under a lotus tree meditating like Cody. And we have to find it differently. So thank you.
Yeah, I really like how, you know, it's like in our culture and in our mindset, working out is like a thing you can think of, see yourself doing every day. And I love how Unplug is kind of creating this new picture where meditating is a thing you can go do daily, you know, and have a place, a sanctuary to do it where it's open for everybody.
Yeah, it's not just at the end of a yoga class for 5 minutes, but you go to the studio just to meditate. Whoever would have thought?
I know it.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful space she's created. So high five, Susie. And as always, thank you all so much for listening. We mentioned this in the beginning of the episode. Costa Rica is coming up April 28th to May 4th. RevampRetreats.com if you want to come with us. And as always, meditate, enjoy yourself, and we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the Energy Matters podcast with Cody Edner and David Gandelman. Brought to you by intuitivevision.net and groundedmind.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or soundcloud.com.